I'm Cheryl Fritz.
Thank you, Cheryl. Good morning. It's M106.3 WGLM. Dillinger in the Mornings. It is 8:05. If you'd like to reach me, it is 616-754-1063. Or, of course, online, m1063.com. Wealth of information up there. We try to keep it updated for you. As a matter of fact, we're going to try and load it up with some Christmas stuff because there's a lot of things happening in and around the listening area. Are you ready for Christmas?
I'm ready.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're the only one.
I mean, I don't have my tree up or anything. But
you're just prepared internally.
Prepared. Yes.
That's great. The voice you hear is Jessica Giddings. She is with Hungerford CPAs and Advisors.
Yes.
Good morning to you. I probably should have introduced you before I just kind of throw you out to the wolves there. Toys for Tots are going to stuff a truck if you'd like to help out Saturday, November 22nd from 10 to 2 at our local Five Below. So you can go pick up a new or unwrapped toy and then stuff it in a truck. And then we'll ship that off to some kids and try and give everybody a Merry Christmas this year. That's what we need.
That's
the world's in shambles. We need a good, joyful Christmas holiday season, with or without snow. I'm good with either.
Definitely good without it.
Are you spring, summer kind of
spring,
a person?
Spring, summer. Yep, spring, summer, fall. Anything but winter.
Fall's nice if you can keep the temps at a nice, comfortable level. Yeah.
The bonfire weather.
See, I've been telling people that. I still haven't got my bonfire invite yet, people. All right. We're going to talk to Jessica about her role at Hungerford CPAs and Advisors, and we'll get a little bit about what Hungerford is specifically for those who don't know. Maybe you're just joining the show, maybe you're new in town, maybe you need a local advisor. Well, guess what? We got a whole building full of them down the road that we can help you with. So we'll come back, we'll talk to Jessica, let me get your weather in, we got a couple songs from Elvis Costello, Michael Jackson, and then we'll be right back.
What types of industries does Hungerford CPAs and Advisors serve? Let's see. Construction, real estate, cannabis advisory, healthcare, manufacturing and distribution, nonprofits, professional services, retail, school districts and municipalities, transportation, and they specialize in closely held and family-owned businesses, ranging from a startup to $500 million in sales. As you can hear, a wide range of clients. Visit Hungerford.com and make them a valued extension of your business today.
M106.3 WGLM. I would go to Hungerford, but they came to me today.
Yeah, here
that's
I am.
So much easier. Well, nobody told me it was possible like this. It's Dillinger in the Mornings. It is 8:17 on M106.3. I'm here with Jessica Giddings.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Good. Staying warm.
Yeah? Preparing for the holidays, clearly. Yes. You haven't done any decorating yet, right?
No.
When do you guys typically start?
It'll be December-ish.
Yeah? Thanksgiving time?
Yeah.
When we got everybody around the house, we can actually, all right, help put up this tree and stuff. Well, that's if Papa goes and gets the tree. It's the deadline's kind of on. Balls in his court, as it would be. We are going to be talking about Hungerford, CPAs and Advisors. And there's, we might have some new fans to the show or new friends tuning in. Give me a little bit about Hungerford.
So Hungerford is a mid-sized, regional, full-service, locally owned CPA firm. We focus on helping closely held and family-owned businesses with their audit, tax, accounting, advisory, fraud and litigation, information technology, wealth management, and business planning needs.
So many things.
So many things.
And it's more than just, I mean, we say it all the time, more than just CPAs and advisors.
Yes.
I mean, there are departments for everything.
Yes.
They help a lot of dispensaries now with their businesses.
Yeah.
And that's, again, all these new businesses that pop up, but you guys are prepared for it.
Yes.
Which is incredible, because that's a whole different kind of monster.
Right, yeah, it was a learning curve, for sure.
That's a good way to put it, learning curve. I like that. And, of course, they are located not only here in Greenville.
Yeah. Yep, we have four other offices. Holland, Muskegon, Grand Rapids, and St. Joseph.
Nailed it. Perfect. Yeah. And the Greenville office is right down the road here on Lafayette Street. You probably pass it all the time.
Yes.
Just down from Winter Inn, north side of town, right before you get to the bridge. Lovely building. I still haven't gone to tour yet.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to. And this place has been around for, like, what, 85 years they're celebrating next year,
coming up on 85.
Holy cow.
Yes.
That's a happy birthday to them.
Right?
I guess.
It's a long time.
You haven't been there that long.
No. Right? No.
You look rather, I was going to say, you look great for 85. That's pretty good. A lot of community involvement, I see, that goes on. I know I hear their name all over the place,
right?
besides advertisements and what we do, but they try to keep their hand in stuff in the community.
We do, yeah. We try to keep our name out there, keep our face out there, and, you know, help others and just be present.
That's all you can do. Yes. We're not a big community out here.
Right.
So it's good that we all support each other the best way that we can. Because I know they just got the United Way campaign each year. They just did a food group drive collection.
Yep.
How'd that go? Pretty good?
It was good, yeah.
People are in a giving mood lately. Yeah. With all the government stuff and shutdowns and snap things. But, I mean, they've been going like gangbusters.
Yes.
I had friends put on a little one in Grand Rapids and overwhelming outreach from people.
Yeah, a lot of support.
That's incredible.
Yes.
The proud supporters, of course, the Greenville Area Chamber. Good friends with them. Yes. I love our local chamber. Danish Festival sponsor, of course. And the Canine Companion sponsor.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Is that fairly new?
I don't know how new it is, but this is the first year I attended the Rockford Harvest Fest, and we were there hanging out with them. And
interesting.
Yeah, it's a great cause.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I love anything that has to do with dogs and, you know, helpful dogs, support dogs, blind, bleeding dogs. With the prison, I guess they have little programs now where they're trying to help teach the dogs.
I did see that.
Yeah, trying to help teach the dogs and... get them ready to work, which is incredible.
Right?
Absolutely incredible. I love when people go out of their way to help out. But we're talking about your division specifically, which is?
Client Advisory Services. So we are the CAS department.
The CAS department.
Yes.
What all does that take?
So
what takes place there?
We do a lot of the, we just help our clients with bookkeeping, payroll, accounts payables, receivables, reconciliations, advisory. We, you know, included in that's going to be your budgeting, your forecasting, making sure your processes are good, you know, getting you prepared for year end. Yeah.
Everything. Is it good to be prepared? Of course, year end.
Yes.
A lot of people tend to wait till the end of the year.
Yes.
Is it more helpful if they give you like a mid-year visit?
It is, and, you know, just making sure for, even for tax planning purposes and making sure that your books are good, you know, definitely always keep in check at least quarterly.
Especially if you got a small business.
Yes.
That's, today's world, small businesses, man, you are, I don't want to say you're an endangered species.
Yeah.
But a little bit. I mean, a couple wrong moves or you dot the wrong I's and it's time to close up.
Don't have the right advisor.
If you don't have the right advisor. I like your spirit.
Yes.
I like your self-determination of putting yourself out there. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Jessica more about what she does there over at Hungerford CPAs. Got to get a couple songs in real quick. We'll do Cyndi Lauper. She's having a little change of heart.
Tip for today's homeowner.
Thank you, Danny. Those tips are much appreciated. It's M1063 WGLM, Dillinger in the mornings. And that's where we are, 8:32 specifically, hanging out with Jessica Giddings.
Good morning.
Getting to know each other a little bit.
Yeah.
We were in the same place together recently. We've crossed paths without even crossing paths.
Right?
I don't even know how that's possible, but, you know, small town.
Yes.
We're bound to bump into each other eventually. And you guys are friends with my roommate.
Yeah.
So, see, it's a small world over here in Greenville. I'm learning so much. We are talking about Hungerford Advisors and CPAs. Specifically, we're talking with Jessica about what she does. She is in the CAS department, which stands for Client Advisory Services. Of course, clearly, you support the clients by managing account operations. So what does that entail?
So we help... you know, help the owners run the businesses or the you know, their internal accounting team, depending on how large the business is.
Okay.
You know, just help them with their day-to-day, make sure their cash flow is running good and, you know, just make sure that they understand what's happening and maybe help with their processes. You know, if they're using some outdated systems, we try to get them up and running to something that maybe a little more automated.
That's is there a lot of people easier. Using older systems?
Yeah, so like a big one is the QuickBooks desktop.
Okay.
So, you know, that's a big one where now they're transitioning over to QuickBooks Online and it's a cloud-based platform, so we don't have to, you know, get a backup file and, you know, hope nobody makes changes in the meantime.
And hopefully Skynet doesn't take over and shut down all the satellites and all that. Right, sure. Yeah, see, and I worry about backup anything on the cloud or on the internet. I'm like, well, what happens, you know, old school mind, you know, being almost 50, I got that in my brain like, well, that's clearly going to end someday.
Right.
And we're all going to have to fall back to like, you know, using cans and a string to talk to each other, whatever we need to do to communicate.
Hopefully not that far back.
Well, at the rate we're going. But, you know, we come from a generation where we knew what it was like before internet.
Right.
And how to handle, you know, business relations yeah. and talking to people or making a phone call.
Yeah.
Looking in the Yellow Pages.
Yes.
You know, certain things. We did our research.
Right.
The only way we knew how. So, do you like working, you think, with major companies, smaller mom-and-pop places?
Yeah, so I don't have any super huge ones, but mm-hmm. the mid-sized.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a
probably
lot of fun.
Like working with the small ones a little bit better.
Yeah, yep, it's a little more personal.
It
you
is.
Know, I build the relationships and, you know, really enjoy that connection with them.
That's great.
So, yeah.
I think the more cooks you have in the kitchen gets a little bit more muddled.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If you have a medium to a bigger corporation, you got so many hands and so many departments doing things.
Yep.
You know, that whole trickle down.
Yeah.
It gets kind of hard to deal with.
Right.
I worked in many, many corporations of various sizes and management, and I've been a peon, I've been a janitor, and all that stuff. And I really like the mom and pops.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's comfortable.
Yeah, and I'm from Greenville, so, you
it's
know.
It's a hometown thing. Absolutely.
Surrounding community, yeah.
So you probably got most people in your client list you've probably known for years.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I've been with Hungerford for going on 10 years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
So I've got some relationships out there.
What'd you do before that?
I worked at a bank for 10 years.
So you've been in the money
sector. Yep. Finance
sector, as it would be. Did you go to school for that?
I have my master's degree in accountancy. And
okay.
Yeah.
So when you're a little girl, you were just crunching numbers.
Right.
Got your calculator, my little calculator out and doing stuff like that. That's great. You also, guy, on top of your advisory services, like budgeting, forecasting, that's some hard stuff to deal with.
Yeah.
Again, today's economy and today's world with the ever-changing and fluctuating prices of things, how hard is it to stay forecasting and budgeting on things?
Just being able to, you know, if the businesses have the books, mm-hmm. you know, good, we can look at the reports and, you know, kind of see and just...
It seems like it changes so much, though, like on a monthly.
Yes.
That it's got to be, I mean...
Right, yeah, depending on what type of business they're in.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. Wow.
Yeah.
See, and I try to think about that stuff because we kind of talked off the air. Some businesses since that opened in 2020 haven't made it. I know there's been lots closing around Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
There's some even in town that popped up quick and unfortunately had to close.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they lasted a month.
Right.
Which is unfortunate, but, you know, do you wait it out to hopefully see if it builds?
Right.
Do you cut your losses quick? You know, that's a hard decision to make.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that budget is huge. You know, making sure that you're prepared, you're in the, you know, you have the budget, you understand the numbers.
Right.
Is really what it comes down to.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not for me. that's why I'm just guy in a booth. I take orders from other people, and I figure it out. What is the best way to contact Hungerford CPAs or yourself even?
Yeah, so you can hop on Hungerford.com, www.hungerford.com. Reach out that way. We have all our social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, by phone, 616-754-8888. Or, of course, you could stop by the office. Kelly will greet you with a smiling face and point you in the direction that you need to go.
I'm going to come test that theory.
Yeah.
Kelly, I hope you're listening.
Yes.
I'm going to wear my grumpiest face, so she better be prepared. But they want to help you clean up your books, to get everything ready for you, your 1099s, your W-9s, your W-2, all of them.
Now's the time to do that. Start reaching out to your vendors since you've paid $600 or more to get the information.
Get
so that way
in
you're
advance.
Not scrambling.
Oh,
at
my
the
gosh.
Deadline.
That's, you know, last minute. I have mine's all. I'm very prepared.
Yeah.
When you came in, I have like all my information organized by date.
I would agree.
Case,
it's very organized.
And I'm like that with everything at home, too. So I got my files and all my tax stuff from last year and the year before. It's all in one folder.
Yeah.
I can go, here, please help me. please, sir, may I have some assistance? And I'm so glad you guys are here doing this and taking care of our town and taking care of all the small businesses and the people within it.
Definitely.
That's great. I love hometown business. Before you go, I'm going to give you a look at your forecast. We'll get a couple songs in, and I'm going to give you some bad reviews on some good things.
I'm ready.
It's very, the juxtaposition on it doesn't make any sense. But, all right, we'll look at your forecast. We're going to come back. We'll wrap it up with Jessica Giddings, Client Advisory Services with Hungerford CPAs in Greenville. M1063 WGLM. Dillinger in the mornings. Here wrapping up with Jessica Giddings. Anybody you want to say good morning to?
Today's my mom's birthday, so I do have to do a shout-out. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. See you tonight for dinner.
Yeah, we'll see you tonight for dinner. Oh, no, wait. I wasn't invited. And good morning to Hungerford CPAs. We know there's a couple listening, at least. We got the gal at the desk.
That's right.
Kelly. She's smiling. She's ready. She's got music going.
Yes.
I like that. I like her style. All right. I'm going to give you a little bit of opinions, I guess, that people have had about state parks. This is my bad review section. Well, I guess good reviews, or good places, bad reviews. Yeah. We'll say that. You've been to Montana?
No.
You've been to a few state, you know, national parks, and they're gorgeous.
Yes.
It's awe-inspiring beauty. It's greens, blues, the colors are popping.
It's quiet, it's peaceful.
It's peaceful. Yeah. It's the air smells different.
Yeah.
Glacier National Park in Montana, originally dubbed the place where there was a lot of ice by the native Kootenai. Glacier contained 80 glaciers in 1850. Today, there are fewer than 30, which is sad.
Yeah.
Well, this person went on Yelp and said, "Where are the glaciers?" It was disappointing to stand at lookouts with glaciers in the distance and signage showing glaciers 50 years ago near where I was standing. So there's not as many glaciers, and I'm mad about it. I wasted a trip up here specifically to see glaciers.
It's the park's fault.
It is the park's fault. That's what people seem to think. Arches National Park in Utah. This park holds the largest concentration of sandstone arches in the country. Gorgeous, along with countless towering cliffs and towers, but the park's new timed entry process really annoys visitors. This person took to the internet to say, "It's bad enough every time I turn around, the government is bending me over, but having to pay a $2 timed entry to a national park is ridiculous, even if we have a yearly pass." That person just done freaked out about the whole thing. Well, sometimes you need a pass to get into certain places. I mean, that's just the way of the world. It gets too many people in the park. You got to regulate how many people go in and out of the park. Makes sense. Shenandoah National Park in Virginia. Beautiful. I used to live in the Shenandoah Valley. Gorgeous out there. Well, Shenandoah is known for its lush forests and rocky peaks, as well as hosting a long section of the world-famous Appalachian Trail. Shrubs are pretty cool, too. I like every part of it. It's just beautiful. Well, this person says it was a mountainous area with trees and some nice shrubbery. But unfortunately, it wasn't that entertaining. Underwhelming.
Yeah.
This is why I love people on the internet sometimes. They don't care what they say.
No.
They don't get the irony of what's going on at the time. Like, you took the time to travel to a place that's just known for being mountains and like that.
Right.
If you did any kind of research, you'd be like, oh, well, I have to go towards a city or anywhere fun to do cool, fun things. Not in a giant park that just has trees and walking places. One last one. Great Sand Dunes National Park and Preserve in Colorado. The tallest dunes in North America sit at the base of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains that didn't impress this viewer, apparently. It's $25 to get in, and it's basically just a lot of sand. There are not a lot of amenities or other things to do. You can walk up the sand dunes and use boogie boards or sleds to spice it up a little. I just didn't feel like it was really worth the long drive and money to see a bunch of sand.
They didn't hop on TripAdvisor beforehand.
He put that on TripAdvisor. That's the worst part about it. These people use Yelp and TripAdvisor. Right. They know where they're going, but when they get there, they're like, this isn't what I thought.
Not a fan.
Which it was exactly like the brochure stated. Ugh, people are the worst. All right, there you go. That's good stuff with bad reviews. I'll do more with those tomorrow. Jessica, you unfortunately won't be here.
Nope, I will not.
But I hope you have a good, safe weekend. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You're always welcome.
Or me and Hungerford, you know.
The greater us. Yes. Yeah, the greater we. Anytime, you're more than welcome. Thank it's you. M1063.